www.blogtalkradio.com.
Stand back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills, overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And it's just a beautiful afternoon. It's just a little nippy. The sky's blue. You can see the ocean and the flowers beginning to come out. Wonderful, wonderful time to be alive. Well, with us this afternoon is Barry Shamish, who's an Israeli patriot. He's lived in Israel for many years and was a journalist there. He's written extensively on the murder of Prime Minister Rabin, the Israeli Prime Minister. This was probably about 1995. And he actually has been able to convince probably almost half of the religious Jews in Israel that this was a government conspiracy. Of course, there's so much corruption over there. And he's was eventually forced to leave Israel and come to the United States because of threats against his life. And so we enjoy having him here on a regular basis, and he keeps us abreast of what's going on. So without further ado, hi, Barry. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm fine.
You go right ahead.
You got the Sabbatean rabbi interview.
And that's fascinating.
What's your impression overall?
Well, I think if it's accurate, I think he's telling the truth, and I think that the purpose of the Sabbateans, as with all of the various movements of that sort, is to destroy existing society and existing religion. There is a conspiracy against the God of the Jews and the God of the Christians. It's basically the same God, we believe. Anyway, so and I think he's being very, very forthright when he talks about the purpose of the Sabbatean movement is to destroy all religions. But then that's part and parcel of this whole movement to create a world government, to destroy all existing governments, to destroy all existing religions, and to create this different sort of world that we're moving towards very, very rapidly.
Well, I'm glad we managed to get this interview. It didn't slip away, and we have a sort of an insider view of the way they think. And, well, let's just do the news. It's not Sabbatean this week, but let's start with easy news and one complicated story. The easy news, we begin with the Palestinian Authority. Now, I've been saying that in January, Mahmoud Abbas was going to quit the office. His term was up, and he did quit the office. But who took over? It turns out that someone did take over. His name was Salam Fayyad, and he was appointed by Abbas to be the caretaker president of the Palestinian Authority. Since there weren't elections, he was not chosen by anybody. And, of course, they could not have elections because Hamas would win. So they're up in the air without legitimate leadership. Now, how do we know this? Salam Fayyad resigned this week. There are negotiations to create a Palestinian unity government. They're not going well, but nonetheless, Fayyad must have been under serious threat to resign the post of president of the Palestinian Authority, but he did. But so who is the American administration negotiating with? What are these moderate forces they're talking about that they're trying to create a peace deal with when nobody is running the Palestinian Authority? Nobody. There's no one in charge. And this is just something I think it's just a good thing to understand it's not a question of Israel not having a partner. The partner doesn't even exist. There's no one running it.
Well, I think people really need to understand that the people who run our government, and they don't represent the United States, they represent the globalists, the CFR Bilderberger's Trilateral Commission, Group of 30. There is a small cabal that runs the United States, and they pretty well run Israel. And I suspect they run the Palestinians. They try to give the facade of, oh, we got to negotiate, you know, we got to get the people together and talk about these things. But they ordinarily get their way one way or the other. And it doesn't matter whether the people of Israel want it. Doesn't matter whether the Palestinians want it. They have an agenda. They do not want a solution to this problem. If they did, they certainly would have put pressure on Hamas long ago to stop shelling Israel. They want the conflict, and it distracts people's minds from what's really going on as we move towards the destruction of Israel as a nation, not from without, but from within, as Israel gives up more and more of its land, first of all, to a couple of blocks in downtown Jerusalem, to the Russians, and I believe you're probably right, they're going to give a part of Mount Zion to the Catholics, and heaven only knows who else is going to get land. I suspect they're going to expand the Palestinian terrorist influence in the city, walled city of Old Jerusalem as well.
Well, there's certainly some reason for the Pope to be visiting Jerusalem this May. And again, Shimon Peres is going to be his personal escort, and I've gone through a long story about Peres back in 94 offering the Pope half of Jerusalem, sovereignty, of course, over half of Jerusalem. Those who don't know the story, I guess, go to my website, just read the story, barrychambers.com, and you'll know that Peres is Israel's Vatican spy. But even Peres couldn't get the Pope to agree with his agenda. Now, look, every leader that comes to Jerusalem has to go to Yad Vashem and see the Holocaust exhibit. It's just part and parcel. You come to Jerusalem, you're stuck. That's on the itinerary of every major leader's itinerary, includes Yad Vashem. But the Pope, oh, I hear the music. Are we there?
Yeah, go ahead, Barry.
Right,
I'll tell you when.
Lose you. Right. All right, so the Pope is going to skip the Holocaust Museum. Now, this is just unheard. Even Kurt Waldheim went to Yad Vashem. He was very uncomfortable there since he did his killing of Jews as well. But you have to remember that this Pope volunteered for the Wehrmacht. And they can spin his story any way they want to, but he was a willing Nazi soldier. Now, had the Nazis won, he would be conducting mass for the SS. It didn't work out that way, so what he's been doing for the past year is working to beatify Pope Pius XII, who is the Holocaust Pope. Not only the Holocaust, the post-Holocaust Pope, where he gave the Catholic monasteries throughout Italy and nearby, he turned them into the Holiday Inns for Nazis. Any Nazi who showed up in these monasteries was given a new identity, a new passport, and they were shipped worldwide. That was Pope Pius XII. And the current Pope is doing everything in his power to make him a saint. Now, why he's coming to Jerusalem, I don't know, but the Israeli government cannot, in theory, allow a Nazi to be their guest of honor. It goes against everything Israel was created for. You don't forgive the Nazis, and you certainly don't have the president of the states show him all the top sites when he's there and make him as welcome as possible. But that's what Israel is going to do, and the Pope has decided to reward Israel by not even showing up at the Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial Museum.
Well, I'm sure that many of the Israelis feel very strongly about that. I've been
not a soul that I've... Well, people I write to, on a personal level, there's a little bit of anger, but nope. Israel's excited. So it's having a papal visit, and nobody's giving thought to the fact that they are welcoming, the Jews are welcoming a Nazi.
And we'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish right here at the Genesis Communication Network.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Hello, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous free fall, we both know that it's critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kronschnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
There is growing evidence that Americans would have better health and a lower incidence of cancer and fibrocystic disease of the breast if they consumed more iodine. Nutriodine iodine is formulated to work with your body to help to stimulate proper hormonal balance and can assist in detoxification from fluoride, bromide, and chloride toxins and helps provide protection from radioactive iodine from nuclear fallout. Nutriodine is made with a proprietary high-energy field from pure crystalline iodine. Nutriodine should be used by all ages every day. If you suffer from chronic fatigue, low thyroid, and mitochondria function, or if you just want to feel better from day to day, Nutriodine drops are for you. There are several forms of iodine. Nutriodine is the only trusted source. Available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Barry Shamish. So, Barry, you pick the story up.
Yeah, again, easy news we've done on this show, and that's the issue of water. Now, I've been saying that the only reason the Kinneret is drying up and Israel is running out of water is because they give more than they have for peace. And I've talked about my own interview with the Jordanian negotiator, the Israeli negotiator to the Jordan, Israel, water talks, and he told me that Israel can't afford to give away the water, and within 20 years the Kinneret's going to dry up. Well,
this week,
which in my latest article, I published them. Here are the figures. Israel is required by its treaties with Jordan and the Palestinians to give 85 million cubic meters of water away per year. This year, Israel will have an 80 cubic meter, million, of course, cubic meter shortage of the water. In other words, if they weren't giving away the water, there wouldn't be a shortage.
All right, let me just point out for our listeners, he's talking about the Sea of Galilee. That's the term that most Americans recognize. Go right ahead, Barry.
Right. Well, these came from the Water Authority in Israel. And just quickly, I'm going to repeat them because they're important. Israel is required to give Jordan and the Palestinians 85 million cubic meters of water. This year, Israel will suffer an 80 million cubic meter water shortage. And by the way, that means they're going to pump out of the Kinneret until it shrinks and shrinks some more. But it gets even worse. In the name of peace, Israel is required to give the Palestinians 33.6 million cubic meters of water. If you didn't know that, that's coming from Israel. The Palestinians are getting their water from Israel. But it's even worse because Israel has consistently given them 65 million cubic meters of water, or about double. Just to be nice guys, there is no legal requirement for this, no reason for this. And frankly, the Palestinian pipes, the water pipes, are leaking so much that the water doesn't, half the water doesn't even get to the houses. But Israel is going to have a beaut of a water shortage coming up now. It's March. They barely had any rain this year. And as I've been stating, and I quoted again, the negotiator of the Jordan-Israel water treaty, the Kinneret is running out of water because Israel gave away water that doesn't exist. It's all now verified from the Water Authority of Israel that, yes, my reportage was right. Israel giving away the water for the sake of peace is leading to the desertification of Israel. That's what it's going to come down to.
And, of course, it doesn't make any logical sense that they would be giving away more water than they're required to when there's a shortage of water. But so many things going on over there and here at the United States don't make any sense either, so you go right ahead.
Well, can we attribute this to just stupidity?
Absolutely not. I mean, these people, you know, that is the convenient explanation for everything, why the United States is building up the military potential of communist China as we arm to protect ourselves against the wicked communists in China, and why we've done everything we could to build up the economy of Russia so they'd be able to build up their military. I mean, who actually drilled their oil wells? Who built their pipelines? Why? Good old Uncle Sam, you know, and got a lot of the money from American corporations or the IMF, which we fund, or the World Bank, which we fund. And so then why would you do things like that? They just don't make sense. No, I think they know exactly what they're doing. And I think that the Israeli people, leaders, know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the Israeli citizens to find out that they're being betrayed by their leaders.
Well, all we can do is watch Israel lose water. We wait till July, August, and there will be a water crisis there. And it's not just an ordinary crisis. I mean, they're really going to be out of water, pumpable water in Israel. And that's my point. Minus the over 100 million cubic meters that Israel gives away, there would be no water crisis. That simple. Now, I'm going to mention, it's a minor incident in a way, but it's a telling incident. And what happened in Israel, and this has been going on for about 5 years, is that the municipalities have not been paying their workers. And in some cases, it's absurd. It's gone on a year. And they keep on working because that's their jobs, but they're not getting paid for it. Now, in the reason, of course, is the government isn't shifting local funds and a ton of nepotism. And all in all, the municipalities are not paying their workers. It's a national phenomenon there. Well, the town of Chatzor HaGalilit, a nice town, historic town, their workers weren't paid for 2 months. Now, I don't know who organized this. Somebody had to have organized this because the city workers pillaged, robbed, and looted the town supermarket. They actually came en masse and walked out with food and stuffed it in their cars and then drove home with food. This happened this week in Israel. Now, there should be more comment about this because Israelis don't riot. You've got to be desperate to riot. The fact is a food riot in Israel based on a phenomenon that is nationwide is just a sign you should know about. You had a major food riot in Israel this week.
Well, I think that we're going to see riots and chaos, growing chaos all over the world. I think it's interesting that they're in Israel, but as we see, you know, economic situations get worse and people lose their homes, they lose their jobs, and they lose the value of their life savings. I think there's going to be growing discontent over all the world.
Well, again, Israel was never supposed to be starving. That is certainly not the image painted in the media here. The media here, by the way, goes to extremes. One extreme would be like a CNN, which is disinformation, and then the other extreme is extreme sentimentality. And that extreme sentimental message says that Israelis are well-fed and they don't have food riots. And the fact is, there was a food riot in Israel, and people are worried that this will be a legitimate protest in the country unless the people are fed.
Well, of course, you used to get a lot of food from Gaza, didn't you?
From where?
From Gaza. Didn't they grow it all?
Oh, yes. Well, that's the Orthodox. Yes, you're right. 15% of the production disappeared.
Hold that.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Are you as prepared physically and spiritually as you can be for the uncertainties of 2008-2009? This is Elizabeth Border. You can request a free sample newsletter tracking the police state, both the Protestant and Roman Catholic signs of the great falling away. Just write your request to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland 21609. You can hear our internet program on the Classy Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com, Monday through Friday. You can also hear it on shortwave Friday evenings on 5070, 7 p.m. Central. You can hear us on Saturday and Sunday evenings after Dr. Stan on Rick's satellite. Sometimes Sally Lou and Pat Hockett's will slip out of American Babylon to satirize, entertain, and yes, teach you in parable form. If you love the Republic, that old, beautiful America, be sure to tune in to the Divided Kingdom.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Barry Shamish, giving us an overall update on what's going on over in Israel. And certainly we've talked about the water. Why would the Israeli authorities be giving away water when they know there's going to be a shortage later this year? Well, I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that I've been around for 80 years now. I think we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis, not only in Israel, but throughout the world. I think we're going to see lots of terrible things happening here in the United States, because nothing that the Obama administration is doing is aimed at really solving the financial crisis in a similar matter. Nothing the Bush administration has done is aimed at solving the prices. It's 6 months since the Congress appropriated $700 billion to actually bring things under control here. And what's happened? Absolutely nothing. I mean, they admit 650,000 Americans lost their jobs last month, and there just aren't many jobs out there. According to Bob Chapin, the figure is really closer to about 880,000. And certainly, well over 12 million Americans are unemployed today. You know, over 260,000 people, homes went into foreclosure just last month. Why is this happening? Because although they keep trying to convince us they're trying to do the right thing there in Washington, D.C., the trouble is that the same people control the Bush administration, control the Obama administration, and their goal is not to solve the problem. It is to try to give the American people the idea that they're doing something. So you go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah. Well, before I go into a very long story, which I don't want to punctuate with the plug, I'll do the plug before the long story.
You go right ahead and plug up. Plug in, tell people where they can get your book, and you've got a new book out there where they can get your DVD and how they can get you to your website.
Well, the new book is the big deal. It's only been out 2 days now, and it sold a few. It's called The Compromise Land. It's at lulu.com. It's a 389-page book. It's a whopper. And without going into a lot of detail, it's sort of like our conversations in the past couple of years are in a book. So you go to www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box that says, search, you write in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Chamish, and you'll have the book 2 days after it's printed. I suppose that's some sort of honor. My website is theberrychamish.com website, berrychamish.com. And if somebody wants to get my DVDs or book me, I'll leave a little number. That is 1-904-315-8079. That's 1-904-315-8079. And, get the new book. I'm actually very excited about it. It looks good.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to getting my copy as well, so you go right ahead.
As soon as I get mine, you'll get yours. I ordered some books as well. Now, you read the article, the Shabtai Tzvi Sabbatean part is what you were interested in, but you popped down to the end, I hope, with the Israeli Secret Service. Did you happen to catch that?
No, I'll have to admit I didn't, so tell us about it.
All right. Well, this is a lot. It's in an article I wrote about 10 days ago. And it's about the Secret Service, or Shabak in Hebrew, agents who tried to prevent me from speaking about the Rabin assassination at Hebrew University. The Hebrew University of Jerusalem is the country's Harvard. It's the leading institute of higher education, and they went nuts. The Secret Service, the Shabak, went nuts. Now, it just so happened, my organizer, the person who invited me, was Brian Bund. He ran the Foreign Students Association, and I was on the phone to him a few weeks ago, I guess, and he had the information on who the agents were who were disrupting. They turned my lecture into a riot. It worked against them in a huge way, in that the Rabin cover-up was broken after that. If they had left me alone, they would have got away with murder. But they didn't get away with murder. And I assume all those involved know they didn't get away with murder, and maybe they haven't slept so well. But neither here nor there, Brian Bunn was my organizer. Now, before we dive into the story about, in short, he named the agents, and in my article, I named the agents, and put a picture up and expose them. And I'm going to leave that to the very end because they are very prominent in Israel today. And I didn't know it until I talked to Brian. Now, nonetheless, a little background on Brian. As the head of the Foreign Students Association, he got invited to all these political meetings, supposedly to address the greatest upcoming minds of Judaism. There were meetings arranged. Now, in one meeting, Brian did something very brave. The meeting was with Shimon Peres, and Brian had read my article on Peres sending a letter to the Pope offering him hegemony over half of Jerusalem. And it was very well researched. Those who know my writing know that I did a very good job of gathering together the research on this. And he asked Peres what he was doing, sending a letter via someone named Mark Halter to the Pope offering Jerusalem to the Vatican. And Peres just blanched. And his final answer was weird. He said, nobody can give away a city. In other words, he didn't deny it. He didn't say that this is nonsense. There was no letter. I didn't write to the Pope. He gave an answer, nobody can give away a city, which to me just confirmed the whole story. But what Brian said is one of the Shabak agents, who I will shortly name, was sitting in the row behind him. They were following him as not as an agitator, but as someone who wanted the truth to come out, and they viewed that as an agitation. Now, Brian and I had quite an adventure. We shared it with my friend, the writer Joel Baderman, where we showed up at the university, and they're I couldn't believe it. I mean, I didn't think I'd make it through that crowd into the lecture hall. And nasty, nasty crowd. They got famous by claiming a student. It was not the student, it was the Shabak, but nonetheless, threw a 75-year-old woman through a plate glass window. Because that's what happened, and that's what made the news to prove there was a massive riot against my speech. Well, let's just say that Brian and I, on that night, shared his history-making adventure. Now, I was inside the hall all by myself. They told me not to leave the hall. When I got there, a security guard says that a member of the Knesset, Eitan Kabel, wants to speak to you. Eitan Kabel is a loose shrimp for the Labor Party, but essentially I told the security guard that Eitan Kabel could go suck eggs. I don't want to see him.
All right, Barry, you're going to have to tell us about this story here in just a few minutes, but Barry's describing what happened when he was invited to the Hebrew University to talk about the assassination of the prime minister. The last thing, of course, they want is for the truth to come out, just like here in the United States. They don't want the American people to know that the CIA killed President Kennedy and Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy. We'll be right back.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home...
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
We have Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Barry Shavish. And Barry, we've got about 6 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
Wow, boy. Well, you're not going to hear the whole thing, but you'll get the punchline. One last thing with Brian Bunn that we should mention. We were at a party after the riot at Hebrew University, and not a party, it was a wedding. In the valley below the walls of Jerusalem, there was a wedding, and we saw Tzachi Hanegbi, who was then justice minister, and he will be likely a minister in the Netanyahu government being formed. And Brian said, let's go. Let's see what we can do with the justice minister. So I went up with him, with Brian, and introduced myself, and he gave a broad smile. He knew exactly who I was. And he appeared to be very happy to see me. And I said to him, I said, Minister Hanegbi, I've got the documents that will blow open this Rabin murder. I've got documents that I will hand to the Justice Ministry, and we can get the murderers behind bars. And Hanegbi gives me a big smile, and he puts his hand on his chest, and he says, and you think I'm going to commit suicide for you? That was his answer, the justice minister. And you think I'm going to commit suicide for you? Well, that was my last adventure with Brian. He went back to the States, and I did my research. And until I phoned him 3 weeks ago, I didn't know who the agents were who just harassed us. I mean, they put us into a security room, me and Brian. And Brian told me something I had felt as well. I thought they were going to kill us in that room. And that's what I was thinking that night, too. We'll be lucky if we get out of this room. But we eventually did, and we drove to a hotel to meet Joel Beinerman, and they were there. I mean, we had a little table. They surrounded us. Every table was the Shabak. They were hanging out of the staircase. I mean, I had the Shabak literally following me that night, and they were trying to get me arrested. And Brian calmed me down. In short, I'm now going to name the agents who Well, before the lecture even began, agent number one, Ivan Lamdan, that's his name, Ivan Lamdan, warned Brian that if he put on the lecture, he feared for his safety, and he used the old canard, I'm a Holocaust denier. Apparently, if you deny that Amir killed Rabin, that makes you the equivalent of a Holocaust denier. Today, he is a director of the Movement for Quality Government in Israel. This movement that Israelis think is working for their behalf, on their behalf, to create a better government is nothing but a secret security service front. It's a Shabak front. Next agent that I revealed 10 days ago was none other than Ilan Yona. That was his name. Now, Ilan Yona was the one in the hotel who tried every which way to get me to punch him. He was incredibly provocative, and Brian and Joel just kept me down. They hands on the shoulders down. Said Joel understood the whole thing. I mean, I was still in shock from this. I had had a very traumatic evening where I didn't know if I'd live or die, and now I'm surrounded by the Shabak. It's not easy on a person when that happens in one evening. But Joel was delighted. He says, you don't know it, but you just became famous. He thought the evening went splendidly. Well, the other Shabak agent, the one who was in the hotel not leaving me alone, is Ilan Yona. And guess what he is today? If you follow Israeli politics, you know our foreign minister is Tziporet Livni. Ilan Yona is Tziporet Livni's bureau chief. So, I mean, I should be honored that people who tried to shut me down did so well in their lives afterwards. But we should also be well aware that our foreign ministry, as well as the opposition, the Movement for Quality Government, it's all Shabak run. It's all Secret Service run.
Well, I think that this is how the system really works, this idea of representative government democracy. That's just for the common peasants. The reality is you have a ruling elite there that control most of the political parties, and you never are given a chance. But you should go to the poll and vote, so that, of course, that's your democratic responsibility.
Right.
And Barry, we're out of time.
Vote for Likud member of the Knesset, Ayub Kara, admitted on Israeli TV that Netanyahu had sent him to Washington to meet with high-ranking Syrian government representatives. And he should not have said this on TV. Who knows why he said it, but just in case you think Netanyahu is going to be any different than anybody else, he's already got the ball rolling to give up the Golan Heights.
Well, we're out of time.
He's already got that ball rolling in secret negotiations.
We're going to have to cover that next week. I'll look forward to talking to you then, Barry. God bless, and thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure as always.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly it must be very frustrating for Barry to see, you know, certainly everybody thinks Netanyahu is a conservative. He's not. He's a shill for the Council on Foreign Relations. But then, of course, this is what we have over here, you know, here, why John McCain's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Obama has appointed 11 members of the Trilateral Commission to keep positions in his cabinet and his advisors. And remember, there are only about 87 American members of the North American group of the Trilateral Commission, and 11 of them are in key positions. Do you honestly believe that happens just by chance? And of course, it doesn't. The whole democratic process is a fraud, and you must understand that. And they're intent upon destroying this country, and they're going to be moving us into a period of chaos and crisis. And certainly you need to help us to get the information out. And if you haven't got my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you don't have the great new DVD of The Eye of the Phoenix, and you need to get that whole series. It's the Secret Mystery series of DVDs we carry. But then The Eye of the Phoenix is especially good, the last one. And then, of course, you want to get my talk on the forbidden secret, and the syllabus goes with that. And then you want to help us inform the people that there really are supernatural forces out there that are working today to enslave the world and destroy our nation. And, of course, their goal is a one-world government, a one-world economic system, a one-world currency, a one-world religion, with the destruction of Christianity, and that's what it's all about, because they want to install their one-world leader, and that's the Antichrist. If you haven't heard of the talk that Constance Cumby gave when she was here, we have the DVD. It's called The Emergence. It's well worthwhile watching. It'll give you the information you're not going to get elsewhere. That's The Emergence. And, of course, the DVD of Chris Pinto, who put out the Secret Mystery series, his talk is called The Atlantis Connection, because America is to be the new Atlantis, as to actually be destroyed like the Phoenix and then revitalized to lead the world into the new world order. Well, ladies and gentlemen, right now, the one thing you should be doing, in addition to helping us get the truth out, is preparing for the difficult times, fiscally and spiritually and monetarily. But from a physical point of view, if you'd like to get information on long-term food storage, and you should have food on hand. So if you'd like to learn about that and how you'd go about doing this, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We'll be glad to send you a catalog. And I can assure you that this food you're going to get from Ready Reserve is good, you know. And I don't know anything about the other companies, but I do know that David Sibley does a good job. If you want to get your Berkey water filters, if you want to get some health products, you need to have them on hand. And then, of course, please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for revival.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll-free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystorerepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated...